The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal. Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Proxy Freedom. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom has no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, and investment advisor Pat Fitucci of Proxy Freedom. With over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, Pat specializes in personal and corporate investment management with special emphasis on retirement planning.
Welcome to another edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that each and every week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Our host, 30-plus year financial manager, Pat Fitucci.
You know, it's interesting, Pat, during the summer months, we typically think about getting a little bit of a break. The kids are off of school now. We're going to do a little traveling, enjoy ourselves, enjoy the warm weather, or whatever might be on our agenda for the summer months. Kind of with the sense that, well, when we get into September and the kids are back in school again, we move back to routine, then we have to kind of hunker down when it comes to solid money management because, of course, we've got a lot of fees associated with the fall. We've got taxes coming up for property and so forth. And then, of course, Christmas shortly around the corner. And so we think of the fall as kind of the time to manage our money. But ironically, the spending continues through the summer, even though we might go on vacation. Certainly our money does. And with all that, I think a lot of folks sometimes set themselves up for disappointment later in the year because they don't do a good job at managing their expenses or trimming the fat during the summer months.
It's always a good idea. And sometimes, like Christmas time, we get a little irrational about spending money. Summertime can be the same thing, Craig. We go on very lavish vacations that maybe we really can't afford, or we take a couple extra days here or there. Tracking those expenses and evaluating those expenses relative to your normal budget, I think, is something that really needs a fair amount of attention. If you're retired and you're pretty much used to working on a given monthly nut that you can spend, somehow I think retirees tend to be a little bit more deliberate and disciplined in their spending because they're a little more concerned. They don't have that big fat paycheck coming in anymore. So retirees tend to get a little bit more focused on the excess left over after all the fixed expenses. And I would encourage certainly those pre-retirees in the 50s, age 50s and age 60s, to really look at those expenses, look at ways to get a little bit more frugal. You know, certainly TV, Craig, is a giant expense. You know, you and I are old enough to recall when TV was free. And now I'm amazed at the size of average TV internet bills at our home. Your TV is upwards of a couple hundred dollars a month. That's something that you didn't normally have to budget.
That's true. TV today ends up being what a car payment was a few years ago.
Exactly right. Don't let your saving go on vacation. If you've been diligent about saving 5 or 10 or 15 or 20% of your income, don't let that get interrupted. Keep that discipline going throughout the summer. You don't want to get your discipline to go on vacation. Live within your means and certainly enjoy vacation. You're entitled to it. You're working harder than you ever worked in your life. Corporate America is putting lots of demands on families today. So you need that respite. If you're diligent about 401k savings or whatever your plan is at work, keep that discipline going. And then, of course, you always want to look at your debt load. You know, the debt load is always a ratio and a proportion relative to your income that I think you need to always reevaluate when that exciting second car option comes into play. Or do you go on a cruise this summer, or do you go to Tahoe for a week? Looking at the aftermath, the exciting thing is going on vacation. The bad news, if you have to come back and pay that debt off over the next 5 years, that great deal you got at the hotels, suddenly it doesn't look as pretty when you've got a couple $3,000 bill lingering into Christmas and beyond.
Pat, we tend to kind of backload many of the important responsibilities. We want to get through the summer months, and then in the fall, we begin thinking about planning for Christmas. Maybe it's time to take a look at our estate and our will plan, certainly taking a look at financial planning. But what seems ironic to me is now at this time, while you're relaxed and summer is here and you've got a little bit more time, things a little bit easier at the office, you can take a day here and there. Maybe now is a good time to spend some time focused on taking inventory of your assets and the possible income sources and make sure that, in fact, you have a solid retirement plan in place.
You know, you've mentioned Christmas a couple of times. Now, I think I'm going to go out this weekend, Craig, and buy your Christmas present.
Let's get it out of the way.
There's not too many shopping days left, and so I'm going to get one gift you've been pressuring me for years.
And those kiddie pools are not available for sale in September or December
Well, that was... maybe Santa Claus will be good to you this year. We really need to look at that. Certainly looking at your portfolio design, even more importantly, perhaps if you're going to go on a giant vacation, is your estate plan in place? Do you have a will? Do you have a living trust? Do you have a healthcare directive? All those HIPAA forms, God forbid you get subject to a hospitalization. Without those HIPAA forms, it adds a lot of stress and consternation in any hospital admission. Get your legacy plans in order. I just had a 52-year-old young man died last week entirely unexpectedly. And to his credit, he had a trust in order. He had his HIPAA forms. He had everything absolutely crystal clear. So his wife going through this terrible mourning, at least did not have to be distracted with hustling and trying to figure out all the issues relating to his portfolio. His beneficiaries were crystal clear. His ex-wife was off his 401k, his new wife of 7 years now, the beneficiary. His children are contingent beneficiaries, not his new wife's children. Very easy to have your new wife, not to disparage any side of the spouse equation, but we've had more deceased members' children get screwed out of dad's money because maybe the second wife came in and certainly it belongs to her, or vice versa. If she dies, the new stepchildren get the gravy, and it's not real clear, Craig, in the beneficiary designations or the living trust what dad or mom's intentions were on death. And so you have a lot of blended marriages where 50%, let's face it, of marriages end in divorce. We have found many, many times that ex-wives or deceased members of the family are still beneficiaries. And who are the contingent beneficiaries? Kids, or do we want not the kids? Do we want a charity? You know, all those things need to be updated. And so take the time this summer, perhaps, either create a living trust, a will, a healthcare directive, or modify an existing one that may not express your wishes like they did X years ago. Those are the kind of homework assignments that I think if you can take a half a day off, I think estate planning would be a great thing to button up this summer. Certainly at the same time, you can collaborate with one of our financial advisors.
Please let me emphasize that tax and legal professionals are not a part of staff, but we refer to professionals versed in those disciplines.
Pat, at the end of the day, so many folks think about getting organized come the fall, once school is back and so forth. Well, realize everybody is thinking that way. And so now during the summer months that you've got less to be worried about, and you've got a bit more time on your hands, you'll find it even easier to make an appointment. Sit down, take a look at your current plan for retirement. Develop one if you don't have one in place. During the summer months, while you think about vacation, remember your expenses and your retirement plan never go on vacation. So once you get on track, keep going down the road in the right direction. If you started to seriously tackle your debt problem or began to funnel more money into your savings and retirement plans, make sure you continue to do so. And if you don't have a solid plan in place, or if you haven't reviewed that plan in quite a while, you know, just like the road washes out, new buildings go in, things change direction, you need to get an updated map, so too you need to get an updated roadmap for your retirement plan as you head down that highway toward financial independence.
To take advantage of that complimentary financial health and retirement plan review that Pat spoke of just a moment ago, why not call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE? That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Easier still, you can schedule your appointment conveniently online by going to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. In addition to scheduling your appointment online, you'll also find a number of resources available through the Investor Education tab, including articles and topics such as what we've discussed today on the program. Again, that's don'tinvestandforget.com to get more information or to schedule your complimentary appointment in any of the Bay Area offices. Why not call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE? That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Don'tinvestandforget.com.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with author and investment advisor Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area's offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com. You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with author and investment advisor Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal. Program guests and Craig Roberts not affiliated with Proxy Freedom. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom has no liability for information discussed. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC, Proxy Freedom, and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.